quite a bit, you know. And then you'd, it'd either catch a fire and burn out, or somebody'd clean it out. I seen that set catch a fire and just make a big blaze and roar just like a train off.
Did that ever start any fires in the woods or anything?
No.
Didn't get far enough.
No, well, it'd just be right there on the chimneys, in the chimney.
Did you ever burn coal?
Well, very little.
What did you have to carry that in?
Well, a coal scuttle is what we call it.
And when you started your fire, what did you use? Little pieces of wood, sticks?
Well, we had pine then. Split up pine.
What you call that?
Pine knots, mostly.
You mentioned andirons. Where did they go in the fireplace? Where did you put them?
Well, they were directly in front of the back log, you know. And they're probably a foot or a foot and a half long, extending from the out from the back log.
Now, what did these rest on? What did these rest on?
Well, they had little legs, kind of like a table like this, you see, and then a piece that comes straight up here. Keep your wood from falling on.
Did this sit on the floor?
Yeah, on the inside the fireplace.
Fire dogs, huh?
Yeah. Is that what some people call fire dogs? We call them andirons. But there, you know, the fireplace, the rock from that, it extend out here. Or probably as far from the wall as this out in front of your fireplace. These andirons set.
What did you call that part that extended out?
Well, I don't know what I ever heard it called.
Hearth or hearth?
Hearth. Hearth.
The rocks out in front of the fireplace, and we always called it the hearth.
We did do the hearth.
What did you do with the stuff that you cleaned out of your fireplace?
We just took it out and dumped it out, the ashes.
And they used to make a hopper pull the ashes in there, and then pour water on there and set a drip on the iron and make then what they call lye.
Grandmother used to make soap out of ashes.
Make soap out of lye soap.
She ever put that in corn?
Yeah, mother did.
They'd call it the ash hopper.
They made hominy that
all way. The ashes went and were dumped in this hopper. Then after a while, mother, she'd go pour water on her when she'd get ready for a lye and set a drip on the yard and it'd run out of the corn. She called that lye, you see, and made soap out of it.
I heard about that. Was that
and
lye
then,
red?
Then they'd scrub these old wooden floors with it, you know.
Grandmother made soap some way and used ashes. I don't know how she did. Mother never did do that.
What furniture did you have in your...
Well, just... We had a few chairs, benches.
It's interesting how the bench is coming back again.
Yeah, I see it.
Did you have one of those long pieces? Well, what would you call that over there?
We called it lounge when we...
Long back then, we didn't have no such as that.
Yeah, I know. There was a thing.
Homemade chair.
We had one down there at home. We called it lounge then.
Old down.
It had a place in there. It wasn't a bed like it. It had a place in underneath the store stuff.
It's
more kind of like a...